This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I am absolutely delighted to be having a chat with Michelle. Of course, you're founder of Sauce the Skin Health, which you developed with your business partner, Dr. Brian O'Rourke as well. Now, this is the second time we've had a chat to you, but it's really great to be bringing you back on to have a chat all about all things skincare. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us back on again. I'm delighted to be talking to you and talking about the wonderful world of our...
Absolutely. Now, Michelle, I suppose if we kind of go back to the beginning, because people are going to be wondering, what is our skin's microbiome, and you know, why is it important for maintaining healthy skin? Some people might think that, sure, as long as you wash your face twice a day and you know you're kind of eating well and you're drinking lots of water, that should be it. But we're kind of getting into the sciencey part now with the microbiome.
We are, and you know, they're like to live in a minimalistic approach is exactly what we want you to do. You know, I suppose like our skin is the largest organ in our body, and it's our first line of defense against the outside world. And I suppose we forget that, you know, and our skin microbiome is like a community of microbes that live on our skin. So we need to, you know, feed them and support them. And when we do, like, they feed our skin and they stimulate our skin's immunity when we look after them. And they're pretty much part of our body's ecosystem. So, like, each area of our body has its own unique microbiome of microbes, and that includes, like, a composition of bacteria, fungi, viruses, parasites. Like, as shiny and clean as we look every day, you know, I mean, like, we're covered in lots of different types of bacteria. And, like, we have been, I suppose, since birth, you know, since we were, you know, covered in our mother's microbes. And, you know, I mean, the bacteria on our skin are like, if you can think of them, they're like microscopic soldiers.
Okay.
And, you know, they're protecting and defending us daily against invaders. So they're like our second skin, you know, and they're protecting us from infection and disease.
So, Michelle, I suppose, how can everyday habits, maybe, you know, if we clean up our diet, maybe our skincare routines, how does that impact our skin's microbiome as well?
Well, we have such, I mean, you know, we have such a busy lifestyle, and that can affect our microbiome health in general. You know, so stress can lower the number of beneficial lactobacillus bacteria growth. So, you know, if we look at like processed foods and low fiber foods can alter our gut microbiome, as does a lack of exercise. So, I mean, if we look at our full body's ecosystem approach, like thinking of the food we eat, you know, like eating the rainbow, you know, including a variety of colourful fruit and veg, you know, prioritising your sleep, managing your stress, and, you know, really importantly as well, like moving your body.
Absolutely. Because I think, you know, we all kind of think if we've got the most expensive skincare and all of that kind of stuff that it's going to help. But like, it is kind of really working from within as well, which is, you know, taking care of yourself as a whole. What are kind of some common mistakes that people make that can maybe disrupt their skin microbiome?
I suppose like everyday irritants can like throw off our skin microbiome, but many of them, would you believe, are within our control, Louise.
Oh.
So like, like excessive amount of personal care products being applied on our skin.
Yeah.
So using that less is more minimalistic approach, like a too sterile environment, you know, like too sterile lifestyle environment can be detrimental to our skin barrier. Having long showers, you know, that are really, really hot.
Yeah.
Using like harsh cleansers and soaps, like that can kill off a lot of our microbiota. And then when that happens, we have red, itchy, dry skin. And also, like, it can't repopulate either, you know. So it's, you know, it can take a while to rebalance itself when it becomes irritated. And when our skin barrier becomes irritated, that's what we need to do. Stop everything, use that, you know, less is more approach and that minimalistic approach.
Yeah, you mentioned minimalism there as well. Can you explain to us, you know, how you would pare it back and become a little bit more minimalistic? It kind of frightens me when I look at TikTok and I see that the younger girls of our generation, you know, they're really into, you know, a lot of skincare now, but really they could even be buying actives that they probably don't even need until like they're my age, when you're trying to, you know, maybe take care of fine lines or wrinkles or that type of stuff. You know, it's so important to know how to just have a simple daily routine to begin with.
Yeah, and that's so important. Just a simple daily routine, like, you know, learning how to wash your face properly,
Yeah.
I suppose the idea of skin minimalism is to get the best out of the products that you're using, mm-hmm. you know, simplifying your routine with only the products that you need, like that less is more approach. Wash your face, use a serum, moisturize for, you know, like for nourishment. And then the most important product as well is using a sun factor. Mm-hmm. You know, all these are just really simple tools for optimal skin health. And most importantly, it's like feeding and supporting your body health, because by feeding and supporting your body health, you will achieve optimal skin health.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you go about actually trying to choose the right type of skincare products that are definitely going to support your skin, even those with different skin types, even if it's oily, maybe your combination? How do you go in? Because I know I was only in a pharmacy there over the weekend, and you know, I was looking at the skincare section and there's so much to choose from. I mean, if you want glowy skin, if you want, you know, actives to kind of rejuvenate your skin and take off dead skin cells, and serum. And I mean, it can get out of hand, but how do you know what to choose for yourself?
I mean, like, I'm nearly 30 years in the industry and it's like completely overwhelming. So again, like, using that simplistic approach, you know, my mum is 82 and she's like the most beautiful skin, you know, and she just, like, she never had time for like 10 products, you know. So it's just really, really simple skincare routine. But like for me, you know, the most important thing would be visit your local beauty clinic, your esthetician, speak to your local beauty consultant in your pharmacy, but become knowledgeable of what you're applying on your skin. Mm-hmm. Like, your skin is the largest organ of your body. That's like your protective shield daily. You know, get to know your skin by feeding and supporting your body's ecosystem. Again, like, by looking at all those aspects, like eat the rainbow, include a variety of colourful fruit and veg, and, you know, throw in some fermented foods, plant-based foods into your diet. It doesn't have to be difficult. You know, it's just changing your diet just very, very, in a very simplistic way, and prioritising your sleep again, managing your stress, moving your body. You know, we can never not say that enough, I think.
Yeah, definitely. What are some signs that maybe indicate that the skin microbiome might be a little bit imbalanced? And if people are recognising that, maybe today is the first time that they've heard of their skin microbiome, but like, what steps can we take to try and maybe restore it or help or improve it?
Well, there's so many, like, there are often clues, I suppose, that our skin microbiome isn't at its best. And like, our skin tends like to wear its heart on its sleeve. So basically, like, you know, when it becomes imbalanced, so like, you'll see it pretty fast. And the best thing we can do is look out for those changes. So like, whenever we start to see the skin is red, it's feeling quite sensitive, you know, flaky, itchy, dry. Like, these can be like a sign that we've thrown off the microbiome, mm-hmm. you know, like we're completely off balance. So restoring balance can be as simple as making a few tweaks, like, to your routine and lifestyle again. So like, and again, I know I've said it a few times now, but using that less is more approach, and using a skin health routine or skincare routine that you know will suit your skin. So always like checking in with your local beauty clinic or pharmacy consultant, you know, like your beauty consultant, like they're really the people that you need to chat to, because it can become very overwhelming.
Absolutely. I think we've covered so much there, Michelle. You're a wealth of knowledge as always, and it's so good to talk to you. But if anybody wants to maybe follow you on social media, if they want to check out more about the microbiome and learn more all about it, and, you know, find out your recommendations, where is the best place to go to research it and to find out all about it?
I mean, we are, we're on all social media platforms. Yes, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You'll find us, on all the platforms.
Ah, super. Michelle, as always, it's such a pleasure to have a chat to you. I really appreciate you sharing with us, and I look forward to catching up with you the next time here on iRadio.
Chat to you soon, Louise. Have a great evening.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.